baby Lord and Elaine and others. A lot of needs there, Lord. We know you can fix every problem, every situation. God, Ronnie, he's done a pass, Lord. God, pray that you'll bless his family and his community, Lord. They'll see and reach out toward the hand of God. See the need for their soul, Lord. Just bless God. That the word would bring glory and honor to your name, God. Just bless in a way, Lord, where people recognize you as the only God. Lord, do bless them, Lord. God bless them. In Jesus' name. Reggie, Wanda, God, Sister Tony, Brother, Sister Ethel, Brother Tony, Lord. God bless him in heaven this morning, Lord. Oh, Leah, God, she needs to be in church, God. God, it seems like everything's been turned upside down the last year or so. Lord, we know you can fix things, God, no matter what the situation, no matter what the evaluation, either, God. We know you can fix them, Lord. God, the hearts of man was created by God, the soul of a man. Lord, and we know you can fix them. God, turn them around, Lord, and help them to face you, Lord. God, in Jesus' name, help us all, Lord, be able to stand boldly before the throne of God and find mercy and grace in our time of help, time of need. Lord, in Jesus' name, let it all be done, God. God, do bless, Lord. God, Melanie, she needs to hear it this morning, Lord. Lord, do bless, God, this city. Lord, we couldn't even begin to cover all of God. You know every one of my loved ones, family members. God, bless them and help them. In Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, do bless them. Help us all here for the church, God. Praise this God. Help us to be a light to a lost and dying world. Our families and loved ones can see something done for God. Idea of what it means to serve the Lord. But I can tell you this morning, I can tell you exactly what it takes to serve the Lord. You got to do it God's way. Amen. The Lord don't save you to live like you want to, Lord. He don't save you to be where you was at before. He don't save you to leave you in the same condition you was in before. He saved you to bring you out. He said that you'd be washed whiter than snow. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's a washing and a cleansing that goes on. A lot of them get saved these days and they don't go through the washing detergent, the washing powders, the spiritual washing that God's got for them. They get up from the altar and go back to the same thing they've done before you got saved. But I'm going to tell you something. You'll be changed. You'll be cleaned up from this world. Praise the Lord. When you get hold of God and God get hold of you, you'll become a different person. What you got, Miss Pam?
One beat you sing.
5, 6.
Thank you. It'll marry when you get up. You don't have to wait for it to get there. It's already there. Walking with Jesus ain't the broad way. Praise the Lord. It is the narrow way. Praise the Lord. If you look up that word straight, it means narrow. It ain't the broad road. It's the straight, narrow. Praise the Lord. I tell you, you'll walk right when you're on the straight and narrow because you ain't got room to err. You'll want to walk right too when you got Jesus holding on to you. Praise the Lord. There's too many of them out there. Even Jesus himself told them, see, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? People think it's a big deal. You say something about the commandments, you're going crazy. Look back at Psalms. David separated the commandments and the law. He said, I follow your commandments and I follow your statutes and I love your law. I don't know where it's at. Look back at what you said, though. Psalms 119. Look at what he said. He separated the law and the commandments. The law and the commandments were separated from the start with. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I like the commandments of God, don't you? If people followed the commandments of God, you wouldn't even need a policeman. They wouldn't defund the policeman. You wouldn't even need a policeman. They'd follow the law. Wouldn't nobody be stealing, lying, committing murder? You wouldn't need a law. There wouldn't be no laws broken. If everybody's following the commandments of God, they used to have on the courthouse wall. I don't know what devil it was caused them to take them down off the courthouse wall. You'd think they'd have them up there if they put them anywhere. But they don't want God's law. They want their law. And if it's right, they want to change it. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I can't get too involved in politics. That mess will make your blood pressure go up. It's got to the point where somebody says, politician says to me, the first thing that comes to my mind is a liar. I don't care if they're Republican, constitutionalist, independent, them's a bunch of liars. That's all you can say about politicians. They all live in cahoots together. You got to have so many in this party to agree with all of them in that party to pass a law. You got to have so many of them in that party to agree with all these in this party to pass their law, to make their agreements and all. They ain't doing nothing but ruining this country. Y'all ready over there? Well, I'm going to take up the tithing offer. Why don't you do this whole story?
I want to say this whole thing.
Oh,
too bad, praise the Lord. I tell you, Catherine was another one, and she wasn't sick of living. She was fed up with this world. She was sick of dying. Praise the Lord. You got to die to leave from here. I always ask the Lord, my let me suffer, you know, let me die with some dignity and that type of thing. But death don't come with a whole lot of dignity. I tell you what I'd rather do. I'd rather meet him in the air and meet him in the sky. Praise the Lord. Just be there going to come a day when the Lord's going to split the midst of the sky. If I die today, he's still on his way. Praise the Lord. So if you make it to the end, hold out to the end. And be determined, because he's coming. Praise the Lord. He said he was. And he's coming. Praise the Lord. Just as sure as he saved my soul, he's on his way this morning. He might not be left in the throne room of God, but the plans have been put in order, and he's on his way this morning. Amen. I had another aunt that was like that. Sister Liz, Miss Liz, Aunt Liz. She wasn't sick of living. She was sick of dying. Then people want to go to live. Mm-hmm. That's what you do when you leave from here in the Lord. You go to live.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, I had the thoughts going by way of Greg. I think I don't want to be buried in no cemetery nowhere. You could take the prettiest cemetery in the country. I don't want to be buried there. Praise the Lord. I want to split at least the skies and be on my way to heaven when I leave from here. Y'all got another song? Sing it.
277. Sweet the song, I'll sing to you.
You ain't got to leave
people are suffering in pain if God don't want you to. The devil ain't got nothing on God this morning. We act just like sometimes the devil's in full control. The devil ain't in full control this morning. You pray hard enough and your troubles and sorrows will be vanished away.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I feel like something's been removed this morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If God don't want them here, they won't be here.
That's right.
The car tore up a turf, a blow up one. If God don't want him here, praise the Lord. Amen. You tell me what you want to. God can stop the devil.
Yes.
Ask Pam if they won't do it.
Yes.
She was out there at that barn that day. Sister B in the backyard. In our backyard. The car pulled right up there to the door where she was at. Right there, 2 foot away, seemed like the way she told me. Two black boys, she turned around and looked at them, and they looked at her, seen her hair and her skirt, and felt God. He said, you better go somewhere else. They turned the car around and pulled back out of the yard and left. Mm-hmm. They were looking for trouble.
Yeah.
Can't tell me God won't take care of you.
Yes, he will.
Praise the Lord. We hold our head down sometimes a little bit too far. In pity and in sorrow and in anguish, when we ought to be holding our head down looking to God, saying, God, we know you can fix it.
That's yeah. Right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. There's a whole lot of difference in doubt and faith.
Yeah.
A whole lot different. Find that scripture. I believe it's in John. Brother Robert Lee used to talk about all the time. Having faith that you will receive. If you doubt, you do it out. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you, God's still on the throne this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. God's still got little churches here and there. He ain't got a whole lot of churches here and there, but he's still got some people here and there in his churches, some of them. And he's got a little church right here that still reverence God. Amen. This church is founded on God. And when God comes back, it's going to be delivered by God.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Don't say somewhere in the Bible, Darrell, there'll be a few. That's
right.
You want to find the way, you better hold on to the Lord, because he is the way. Praise the Lord. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
Church and take over either, Brother Gary.
devil spirit people's got.
Yeah, that's right.
They think it's supposed to come in and take over. If the least little thing happens, they don't like it. They think they're supposed to jump up, go to hog and scream, and having a fit, kicking in the floor like a little youngin'. You know what happened if you went to town when you was a little youngin' and went to hollering and screaming and kicking that storm?
You didn't, because you knew what would happen.
You wouldn't have had to leave walking out.
I know that's right. They took them
off. Mama tell you before you go in that store. You go in here acting up, you're going to get your whipping in that store. You go in there putting hands on everything and hollering, screaming, and kicking. You're going to get your whipping right in there in the store.
That's right.
And that's what happened to you. You learned how to go in that store, grabbing this and grabbing that, having a fit and kicking.
You didn't
have to. Praise the Lord.
When we
store,
don't ask for nothing.
I feel like I've got everything God wants me to have this morning. What about you?
Amen.
Do you feel complete in the Lord? Man, God can get you to feeling complete.
Yes.
I feel like I'm right where God wants me at. Hey, man, if I need to go any other way, I think He'd show me or put me there. Praise the Lord. And I think He's going to do everything it takes me to get me to where He wants me to be. Amen. Don't you believe that? He's going to do everything it takes to get you where He wants you at. If you're in the will of God, you'll get there. Praise the Lord. Y'all won't be so quiet.
Praise the Lord.
Y'all ain't bothering me, Sister Peggy, Lisa. Y'all talk and help me out. It don't bother me none. I might go on with what I was saying when you get through. Say what you got to say. If it's done decent and in order, the Lord will appreciate it too. Amen. I tell you what causes confusion and chaos, that's when you ain't in God's will. Praise the Lord. That's what causes confusion. Amen. Just jumping up, hollering anything.
Brother Darrell, I'd like to get Carter prayed for if we could. I spoke with the urologist Friday.
Yeah.
Because he has some allergic reactions to food and he has eczema, they recommend he has to be circumcised. And it doesn't look good to me that he has to go under general anesthesia, which is really dangerous for a 1-year-old.
Yes.
There is a 50% chance he won't wake up. So, but he doesn't have a choice, and he has to have it done. But I would like to get him prayed for if we could.
Yeah, let's pray for you. Boy, that sounds like a mighty big word, circumcised. If he's just 1 year old, that don't sound right. Look, let's pray that the Lord fix this problem. Amen. God can move where people can see Him move. This baby, from this little child, God can move. And a lot of people can see and witness. God bless this baby, Lord. Lord, bless him in the name of Jesus. God, there's a need, there's a help that needs to be helped. There's a situation that needs to be touched. There's a problem, Lord. We need the fixer this morning, God. We need your help. God, we need you this morning. The great physician, Lord. God, we want you to do the work, Lord. We want you to do it, God. Fix it for this little child, Lord, this little baby. God, bless him, Lord. Let it be for a testimony of your healing power, God, your love and mercy and grace.
Yes, anoint his prayer closet, carry it, put it on.
Yeah.
And wear it.
Yeah, Lord, bless the prayer closet, God. Bless the prayer closet, God. Bless in Jesus' name, Lord.
Lord,
touch it, Lord. Bless it, God.
Bless it,
Lord. God, bless it. Bless it. God, looks like he's on a rough start, God. Looks like he's on a rough road to start with, God. Lord, we know you can smooth out every ripple. Lord, you can remove every rock and every thorn, God. We know that you can take all the hard places, God, and make them soft again, God. Lord, bless in Jesus' name. Lord, bless in Jesus' name. Praise you, good Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Sunday school lesson this morning. Seems like it's been about a month since we had Sunday school. Praise the Lord. But that's all right. I'd rather have the good Lord have his way than have my way. It ain't my way to say nothing to the service or something like that. It just seems like it's been a long time since we had Sunday school. But I reckon the good Lord sees fit for us to have it this morning. As the one thing I'm saying, you have to follow the Spirit. You have to follow the Lord. I tell you, it makes it a whole lot easier if you let the Lord lead the service and guide you and help you during the service and everything else you do for God. Sister Lisa, it seems like sometimes the service can be so transparent when the Lord's having his way in the service. But if you let one little thing go wrong during the service, anything that's done out of order or contrary to the Spirit, well, it just shatters the service. You know what I'm saying? It makes a rough appearance during the service. In the title of our lesson, page 62, lesson number 12, is found in Acts 27. Acts 27, if you've got a Sunday school book, open your Bible if you got your Bible with you. Acts 27, lesson number 12, on page 62. You need a book here? You got a book?
No, that's fine. I'll find one right here.
We can find you a book. Acts 27. And I want to kind of start out with the first few verses in 27. I want to show y'all something. Sometimes we get the feeling like we're kind of all alone, you know. But sometimes we get the feeling like we might be, distance from everybody else. Might have a distance or a division. I'm going to tell you something. God's people don't have no divisions now. God's people are sanctified. They don't have no isms and schisms. I know there's a lot of isms and schisms in some of the church world today, but God's people's on the same page. God's people ain't divided. God's people wants to please God. They want to live by the Word of God. They want to follow the Spirit of God, and they want God to lead them. They want to be led. He said he was the good shepherd. You can't be part of the sheep and part of the flock if you're not being led by Jesus. I'm going to tell you that right now. Some people holler, they're saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. What are you saved? Who saved you? What are you saved from? You ain't living nothing. You don't believe nothing. You ain't doing nothing. What are you saved? Who saved you? That's my question. Where did you get saved? How did you get saved? And some of them need to get saved. Look at Acts chapter 27, and I just want to kind of skim over these first seven verses with you. It says in verse 1, 27:1, we should sail unto Italy. In verse 2 says, we launched, meaning to sail by the coast of Asia. In verse 3 says, and we touched at Sidon. And verse 4 says, and we launched from thence. 5 says, we had sailed over the Sea of Cilicia. And 6 says, he put us therein. And 7 says, and when we had sailed slowly many days, we sailed under Crete. It says we and us. They was on the boat together. Sister Carrie, sometimes we get the feeling like we're in this thing all by ourselves. I got my one little world right here. I got my one little spot. I got my own little situation. I got my own little deal going on. That ain't the way it works. Praise the Lord. If you need some help, you're supposed to call us. If you need some help, we're supposed to be there together. See, it ain't no you. And it ain't no I, it's we, it's us. They were together on the boat.
And the way it sounds right there, Luke was one of them. He's the writer of Acts, Luke. Luke was there with them. He said, we were put on the boat together. We sailed together. They put us there on. And we went by Crete. See, Sister B, we're supposed to be holding on to this thing together, working together. That's one of the reasons why I love that old song Brother Williamson used to sing. When we all pull together, how happy we'll be. The Bible says it's pleasant and peaceful in unity with the brothers. How did the brothers dwell together in peace? How happy it is. How joyful. Praise the Lord. I just want to kind of show you all a few little things before we get started in the lesson. Sometimes we have a mindset, I've got to do this thing alone. No, you ain't got to do it alone. I know it's a one-on-one relationship with the Lord, but it all works together for the good of them that love the Lord. You see, it all works together for the good of them. Amen. Amen. I believe little John Carter was saying amen or something. He said something. Y'all, let's keep praying for that baby. Lord, bless him and help him. Let's go on to verse 15. That's where our lesson starts at. Sister Peggy, you want to read?
I can't see that.
Sister B, read that 15, 16, and 17 for us. Ship was caught, that means that wind had full control. And I know sometimes it seems like the storm has full control. Sister Amy, we get in a position sometimes in some predicaments that's pretty tough, and we feel like we done and lost control, you see. But now you have to realize what he said. We let her drive. Sister Lisa, sometimes we have to drop the reins when we're riding the horse. Sometimes we have to let God say, well, God, I can't do nothing. I see I can't do nothing. I'm going to let it go, and I'm going to see what you're going to do. Praise the Lord. You had to talk to the Lord like you talked to the Sunday school teacher or the deacon or whoever. You tell me, said Brother Dura, I just don't think it's going to work that way, but I'm going to see what God does. We done prayed. I'm going to wait and see what happened. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you have to drop it. You have to take the sails down. The wind's blowing too hard. The storm's too rough. Hey, just let everything down. Hey, we could not bear up until the wind. Boy, there'd be some strong situations going on sometimes. You've been in them. I have too. Praise the Lord. You have to give it to God sometimes. They run under a certain island. They were going so fast they went past it. They said there was a southerly wind, southwestern wind. And they wanted to stop there, Claudia, but the wind was pushing them so fast. They just let it drive, and they went on past the island before they lit the town there before they know what happened. Sometimes you go past some places where you wanted to do something, where you wanted to say something, or where you wanted to stop. But Dalton, there's times when you ain't got time. The things keep moving. It seems like stuff keeps falling in the way, or something keeps happening. And you ain't even got time to say nothing or do nothing. The things just keep running right on by you. You know, that's what they're talking about. They went under that island. Next thing they know, they were looking back at it. They were moving so fast. They were looking back at it. They done gone past it and was up under the bottom side, the south side. Sometimes you feel like you're on the bottom. I know sometimes you feel like you're on the bottom. Praise the Lord, I've been there. God works on the bottom of problems just like he works on the top of them. He can work on the bottom and all in between that problem. Sometimes we forget all the credit God's due. Praise the Lord. And they had taken up and they used helps undergirding the ship, fearing lest they should fall in the quicksand. Hey, sometimes you have to do a little extra work. They got out there and girded up the ship. That meant they put straps around the ship, ropes around the ship, Sister B, trying to hold the ship together. We was down there one time down there at the beach. I don't know, back 20 years or more, maybe longer than that. I don't know if me and Pam was together then at that time. But there were two old fellas that come down there, and they said they had an old boat, wooden boat. Talked like it hadn't been in the water in 10 or 20 years. And they all of a sudden felt like, hey, we want to go fishing. So they took the old boat and went down there to the water, went around the waterway there, went out to the edge of the mouth of the ocean there. They got hitting them breakers, and the boat started falling apart. The old wooden boat give up. That's all she could do. Once she got them breakers, bam, it fell apart. They lost a rod, reel, boat, motor, battery, everything they had in there. Tackle box, rods, and all. It's a good thing they made it to shore. But I'm going to tell you something. You got to do some extra work sometimes for things to hold together. You got to do some extra praying. Do a little extra fasting. Do a little extra down on your knees. Say, Lord, I need to be girded up and held together here. I'm falling apart. Huh? I ain't getting too many amens. But I know this is a tough situation. But it's like that. Sometimes situations get tough. Sister B, you had to wrap yourself on up in Jesus a little tighter. Lord, I ain't letting go of your promises, and I'm depending on your power. Praise the Lord. Amen. They was worried about falling. Eh? That we should fall in the quicksand, strike sail, and they was in a rough situation. This here's that storm Euroclodon I mentioned the other week. I tell you, I don't know if this was the first storm that was named or not, but 14 says a tempestuous wind called Euroclodon. I believe it was a hurricane is what it was. Sister Carrie. Now, a hurricane ain't nothing to play with. You get a 100-mile-an-hour wind, 150-mile-an-hour wind, that's bad on dry land. That's bad. I mean, you got limbs blowing and leaves, power lines breaking and barns and houses flying apart. That's bad. But you take a 100-150-mile-an-hour wind and you out there on that ocean. Now, you talking about bad. You'll be a whole lot worse. You see, the thing about it is, on ground, you can kind of stay stable if you can hold on to something without getting blown away. I have heard of them winds taking people and blowing them away. But you got to stay fastened to the Lord. Amen. Now, that wind out there, that Euroclodon, boy, I could imagine being out there on that boat with them. That fear fell upon them. I mean, can you imagine being out there on an old wooden ship back 2,000 years ago, or close to it, right at 2,000 years ago? It's just at least that thing made of wood. Not no big boat like we got. Now they got ships now. They 300 foot wide and 1,200 foot long or whatever. See, them ships could take some waves. But we ain't talking about no ship like we got today. Could you imagine being out there on that water and swell rolling about 30 foot? Boy, that'd be a rough feeling on your stomach. You'd be sick. Sister Carrie, you want to read? Read 18, 19, and 20.
And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away.
I tell you, it seemed like it was too much, exceedingly tossed. I'm going to tell you something. Being tossed is one thing. If you're on a boat rocking around fishing and stuff and catching some fish and having a good time, you're going to have a little breakers, a little waves. Even when the ocean is slick, seem like you still have a little swell, you know. But when you're exceedingly tossed, that's too much. That's done gone over the limit, sound like, don't it? Don't it sound like that? They said that they had to lighten the ship. When you got something weighted down, when you got something that's holding you down, I mean the burdens is pulling you down, you feel like your heart, amen, your soul is being pulled down, it's time to lighten the ship. It's time to lighten the load. When they lightened that ship, I don't know what they were throwing over. It says the tackling of the ship and all that, the lading and all that of the ship, if you go and read the next few. But they had to get some of the weight off that ship. A ship that's lighter sets up higher out of the water, you see. Sometimes we're sitting too deep in the water. We settle too deep in the problem sometimes. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we let the problem overtake us, and it gets so heavy after a while we feel like we're about to sink the ship. I mean, I can't explain it no better. You know, I'm right there with you. There's times that seem like no small tempest laid on us, and all hope that we should be saved was taken away. Sister Lisa, that's a bad place to be. Sister B, when it's so tough that you feel like all hope is being taken away, all your salvation, Lord, I don't even know if I'm saved anymore. I heard of some getting down to the last minutes of their life, fixing to die and all of it. And I, for whatever reason, I don't know. But I've heard some of them say, and I know you have, Sister Peggy, I don't even know if I'm saved. Boy, that's a bad time to have them kind of feeling. Have them kind of feelings. When Sister Carrie got ready to die, you know what she said? She said, now is my time to go. I'm just figuring out how to serve the Lord. She knows she was saved, but she was just putting it all together in a nutshell to where she really had a good hold on it, and it was time for her to go. That's the way it was with Amy. Amy had a good hold on God. God walked with Enoch, and God took him. See, you get close enough to God, praise the Lord, God will take you too. Amen. I'm looking for God to take me. I don't feel like he's absolutely promised me another 15 years, but I know he's done it and given me the last 15 years, and I'm working on a second set of 15. Praise the Lord. Nothing happened. I'll be 63 next month. I feel like I'm climbing the ladder. What about you? You feel like you're climbing the ladder this morning? Hey, amen. I'm going to be 63 next month. I thought I'd have been gone a long time ago. There was a time I didn't even think I'd see Amy graduate from high school. I said, Lord, let me stay and see her graduate. And then I said, well, Lord, let me stay and see her finish college. And then I said, well, Lord, let me wait and see her get married and wait and have some children. Now I'm waiting, still going on. Amen. The Bible said the last side ever wait is sin that so easily besets you. It ain't got to be a sin. It's just got to be a weight. You know what weight can be? Doubt. Disbelief. Huh? Burdens. Well, weight can be anything. It ain't got to be sin. It said lay aside the weight and sin that so easily besets you. Sister Lisa, you want to read that 21, 22, and 23.
John Matthews fostered the horse in the midst of him and said, "Sir, you should have hearkened to me and not have loose one treat, and to have gained this harm in a lot. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve."
Now, I know a lot of people don't believe it, but sinners can be in a safe place if they listen to the man of God. Mm-hmm. Sinners. All these men on that boat weren't saved. Now, if you think for 1 minute all of them were saved, Paul would have told them there wouldn't be no harm and no loss. They weren't saved. There's a lot of people out here that ain't saved and ain't where they need to be. But they don't think they're supposed to even listen to the man of God. They don't think they're supposed to listen to the woman of God. They don't think they're supposed to listen to the word of God. I can live any kind of way I want to and be saved. I can go to any church I want to and be saved. I can do whatever I feel free to do and be saved. That ain't the way it works. Paul stood in the midst of them and said, "Sir, you should have hearkened unto me." See, a lot of people's in a tough situation because they wouldn't listen, because they wouldn't hear. They wouldn't slow down long enough to assess the situation between them and God. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, the best way to serve God is by having an open mind, an open heart, and having a determination to serve the Lord. Praise the Lord. I exhort you to be of good cheer. Now, Paul's telling them, we're in a rough situation. We're in a tough situation. But when we forget to have joy in the Lord, when we forget that God give us peace and joy as part of the Spirit of God, the fruits of the Spirit. Look it up in Galatians. Part of the Spirit of the Lord that He gives us is peace and joy. Praise the Lord. We got to have it to please God. We got to have the right mindset, the right attitude, the right outlook. See, it's got to be there. If it's not there, there's something missing. God wants us to be right in the midst of the danger, of the problem, of the situation. You know how you win the battle? Being right in the middle of the war. You're not going to win no battle sitting over here behind the church and living in the parsonage, and that's nice. I told Pam one time we ought to move up here and move in the parsonage over here and live up here. But she didn't want to do that. So. But anyway, I believe I'd feel comfortable with it. I believe I would. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't hide behind the church all the time. You can't hide behind the teacher and the Sunday school and the preacher all the time. But I'm going to tell you what. You can hide yourself in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, it seems like all other hope has failed. I know a lot of times people talk about listening to people and listening to this. If you listen to the man of God, he'll teach you right. He'll show you right. If you got one that's trying to serve God and hold on to him, he won't run you astray. He won't lead you the wrong way. Somebody's trying to please God, go forward. Amen. Verse 23 says, "There stood by me this night the angel of God." I'm going to tell you something that makes a lot of difference when you hear from heaven now. Praise the Lord. When you get a confirmation from heaven, yeah, it makes a big difference. When you hear from heaven, amen, I don't care how it comes to you. Through the man of God, through the Word, through the Spirit. If you hear from heaven and you get that confirmation, it's a blessing to your soul. Now, I'm telling you now, it is. It's a blessing to your soul. Sister Carrie, you get a touch from heaven.
Praise the Lord. It feels just like you got yourself right where God wants you to. Read that 24 and 25, though.
Saying, "Fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me."
Turn over that next page and read 33, too. Would you in the Bible nation, read 33.
33?
Yeah. Verse 33. You didn't have to turn your Bible, but I'm talking about the Sunday school book.
And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, "This day is the 14th day that ye have carried and continued fish fasting, having taken nothing."
Now, Paul told us, "Fear not." Boy, I tell you, when you're in the middle of a hurricane, they titled this storm. Now, I don't know for sure, but I believe this was the first storm that they put a title to it. Euroclodon. That don't even sound like a good name to start with, do it? You're rocking, you don't want to. You can almost put other words in there to make Euroclodon. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. God's in the middle of the hurricanes. God's in the middle of the whirlwind. When he come down and spoke to Job, and he was in that whirlwind, it kind of surprised him, I think. Job said, "Lord, I spoke too much already. I'm ready to shut my mouth and be quiet. I want to hear from you and listen to you. Don't ask me no questions." God started asking him some questions, and he was saying, I don't even want to compare my thoughts with yours now that you done showed up. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Sometimes the best thing you can do is hear from heaven. The best thing you can do is hear from God. Praise the Lord. Paul said, must be brought before Caesar. And he said that once he got that confirmation, he was going to make it to Rome. Sister Amy, when you hear from heaven and that angel of the Lord or that message from God says, you're going to make it there. Amen. Seems like the calm just comes right over your heart. Then it don't make a difference what the situation is around you. That wind was probably still blowing at that time. That tempestuous wind, boy, it was probably rocking high as the ceiling on his church. Boy, don't you know that would have been tough being out there on that boat. I can imagine that. Can you see it in your heart, your spirit? Can you see that? That would have been a rough way to travel back then in the middle of a storm. He said that now you should have hearkened unto me. Paul tried to stop him. But now he's telling them something else now though. He said, sirs, plural. He put all them together. He said, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be as he told me. When God tells you something, you can believe it. You ain't got to have no doubt. And he told him, he said, it's been 14 days since y'all have eaten. 14 days, that's a long time. Anybody ever, you ain't got to raise your hand, but if anybody's ever went 14 days without eating, boy, they have done something. Now, that's a pretty good fast right there. Fast 14 days. Now, you can tell me what you want to. I ain't never done it. You can tell me that you've done it if you want to, but I ain't going to say I haven't done that. I'd be telling a false. I've done some fasting over the years, but not no 14 days. I'm going to tell you something to start with when you're fasting. You need to be praying and calling on God. You don't need to be playing. You need to be praying. Amen. Fasting is for getting close to God and hearing from heaven. Read that 34, 35, and 36, Sister Amy.
Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from your head, any of you. And when he had thus spoken, and he took bread, and gave thanks to God in presence of them all, and when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they all took some meat.
And Paul told him,
he said, hey,
y'all starting to get into the danger zone. You better get you something to eat. It's been 14 days, you've taken nothing. This is for your health. Sometimes we see things as a necessity, you see. And some things aren't necessary for your soul. And for your body as well, for your health, for your soul spiritually, and for your body healthy. See, you got to mix so much word and spirit and church, just the same way you do with water and food. You got to have a balanced diet. You know, with the Lord and with food, just you don't want to perish either way. You see what I mean? There's a way you can perish with the Lord, and he said because my children, my people have no vision, they perish. You got to have a vision to see the Lord, what He's doing in the midst of these troubles, in the midst of the trials. And Lord forbid, we ain't got enough to have no trouble no more. Used to, we had enough to have some trouble. Really, what we've got now ought to be in one mind and one accord, to be honest with you. But Sister B, the devil stirs up things. And it didn't take but one to put the wrong gourds in the pot over back in the Old Testament. All the young prophets got together and they went out and gathered the gourds and the fruits and stuff. And they threw them in the pot to make something to eat. Well, it didn't take but one of them to bring back the wrong thing. And they went home, hey, there's poison in the pot. You see, it don't take but one. And Elijah, he threw his gourds in there, prayed over it, and then the poison was gone. Keep praying. Keep asking God to fix the people or fix the situation. Whatever it takes, Lord, let it be your will, but God, fix it. Root it out or clean it up, whatever it takes. God, move. God will move. When you got the doubt in your heart and doubt in your mind, that's when God can be hindered. Things can get hindered. He took and break the bread and give God thanks in the presence of all of them. We won't hide sometimes. You can't hide your relationship with the Lord. You tell Him like it is the first time. Don't beat around the bush. Don't play around the bush. He said, sir, I seen an angel from heaven this night. Sister B, we get slack sometimes. I know I've done it. But we really need to be pretty sturdy when it comes to witnessing for God and testifying for God. We need to tell it right then. You might not have a second chance. Melody might not can hear Sister Lisa say it's a dangerous thing playing with God again. You see, she told her last Sunday. She ain't got to tell her again. I hope nothing don't happen to her. I hope God heal her and she'll be right back on that pew next week. That's my hopes. But I can't go by my thoughts and my hopes if the Lord don't give it to me. You see. But the Lord can do it if you got the faith and believe. She believes, I know she do, the way she cried and prayed last week. But continue to pray for her. Don't give up on her. Whatever you do, in the presence of them all, praise the Lord. What you do, you got to do it right then, right in front of all of them. Praise the Lord. So sometimes
Sometimes we want to give up too quick. I wanted to kind of skim over a few more verses, but Bill's been and rung and time expired. But my main goal with this lesson was to try to get you to focus on the Lord more so than what you've been doing. It ain't got to be during the storm and the trials. It ain't got to be during the hurricane. Have yourself prayed up when the hurricane gets here. Have yourself prayed up before the ship starts falling apart. Have your faith in God built up to start with. Build it on the rock. Not like the man that built his house upon the sand, and then when the waves come and the wind blew, the house was torn down and washed away. Establish it on the rock. Lord, I'm going to trust you. Lord, I'm going to believe in you. God, I know you're going to fix it. Praise the Lord. We got to have a no-so religion. Who was that used to say that years ago? You got to have a no-so religion. Lord, I know you're going to do it. Maybe that's where I heard that. Him testifying of his mama. But we got to have a no-so relationship with God. Amen. Paul said, fear not. I feel like John Carter trying to help me out something back there. Praise the Lord. He'd been going along with me. I'd say something, he'd say something. I tell you what, I know I can adjust to do a little better for God. How about you? I know I can make a few adjustments and get a little closer to the Lord. I know I can make a few adjustments and hear more often from heaven. Don't you count me out. I'm still in the race too. We're running a race. We got to finish this race. We got to finish our course. Praise the Lord. I know Enoch walked with God. I was talking about him a while ago. But he had to walk all the way to the end, Sister B. He couldn't quit halfway. He couldn't trust the Lord halfway. He had to walk with him and trust him all the way. Praise the Lord. Is there any questions? Any comments? Questions? All right, well, we appreciate y'all. I hope you got something out of the lesson. All right, let's see who's got a birthday this week. Anybody with a birthday?
Happy birthday to you.
Surgery, the rest of them, all of them put together. Praise the Lord. I think when he went into Adam and took that rib out, he never even left a scar. He never even knew what happened. Bible never said he was in no pain or never complained either. Took a rib out of him and kept on going. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is the master doctor, the great physician. Praise the Lord. He can do it. He can do it. Praise the Lord. All right, it looks like Sister Amy's raring to go. Y'all pray for her. Like she's got it in gear over here. Her shoes is off and she's got her Bible in her hand. Praise the
Lord. I appreciate the Lord this morning. I'm so glad to be back in church.
Yeah.
Be glad. I hope we can get back to having more services. And some, because sometimes, Sister Lisa, when you're just doing one, you try to suck the life out of this one to get all you can, you know, to make it through the week, try to get every little drop you can get. But seems like sometimes it's clearing up now. I'm glad for it too. The Lord led me back to this place of scripture I read a few weeks ago. So I'm going to read it again. Psalms chapter 1. And we just read this chapter over again. When you find it, if you will say amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's Psalms chapter 1. And me and the Lord. For the messages a lot of times, but I like songs, and a lot of times the Lord leads me back there, so I love, that's my favorite book of the Bible, is the book of Psalms. That's Psalms chapter 1, and starting with verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. May we see. Sister Lisa, wouldn't you agree to say that during your Christian life you've had a lot of choices? Right? When you say you've had a lot of choices. Because, Mama, you can choose to do the right thing,
right,
or you can choose to do the wrong thing, Sister B.
Right.
It's up to you. And I always like that verse in the Bible where they said, a man, what man? What man goes to build a house and does not first sit down and count up the cost? That's his choice. Okay? If he wants to sit down and he wants to build a house, he's got to choose, okay, well, I don't think I can afford it. I might better go a different way because I can't afford it. That's his choice. He chooses what he wants to do, right? When you chose to get saved, the Lord didn't make you. Sister Carrie had called you and he said, if you want to come, come on. Now's the time. If you don't, stay where you're at. Right? And I feel like the Lord does plead and beg with us sometimes, Sister Peggy, because he knows that if we don't get in, we're going to die and go to hell.
That's
so
right.
He does call. Steady. Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
But it's your choice. It's up to you.
That's right. Yeah.
Sister Karen, that verse he said, let me go back and read that. Y'all help me out this morning.
Yeah, come on.
Where it says we get good. We're going to get somewhere.
Yeah.
He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
That's right.
Blessed is the man who chooses not to walk.
Right.
Who chooses not to sit.
Come on,
right.
Who chooses not to stand
right
in the way of sinners. Sister Carrie, if you're going to walk on with the Lord, you've got to start making the right choices.
Yeah.
You can't choose to go the wrong way. You've got to choose to go the right way.
That's right.
Sister Lisa, sometimes when you choose to do something for the Lord, that puts you right in the path of the devil. Because he's coming right after you.
Yeah.
As soon as you do something for God, he's coming right after you.
Yeah.
Like Hagar. She chose, she said, Lord, I'm out here in the wilderness, but I'm crying out to you. Sometimes choosing the high road with the Lord chooses the low road with the world.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because he said the world takes care of their own.
Yeah.
They want to take care of the ones that's doing the wrong thing. So when you choose for the Lord, sometimes that puts you in a desert place in the world where it's hot. Because you're not going in the same direction that everybody else is going in. You're not doing the same things that everybody else is doing. But you're choosing to go up instead of go down. Help me. I'm hitting a brick wall. Help me. Sister Carrie, listen to me now. He said, blessed. You know what blessed means?
Yeah.
What's a blessing? That's a good thing.
Good.
That's something added unto you that you didn't have to have. He said it means you need, but a blessing, that's something extra.
Yeah.
That's something special that the Lord just gives you as a gift. He said, blessed is the man, the whole man that chooses not to go in the wrong direction.
Right.
Sister Karen, when you're faced with choices,
walking. You know they don't do that. People don't just fall in that trap and all of a sudden don't know how they got there. You know how you got there.
Yeah.
That wasn't no accident, no mistake. That took a lot of emotion. That took a lot of thought and a lot of denying what you were supposed to be doing to do the wrong thing. But some other choices are kind of disguised. It's not so easy. Sometimes it takes a while to see what the choice is, what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. But I'll tell you what, if you worse off with the world, you're a whole lot better with Jesus than you were before.
That's right.
When you get in a situation, the devil counts you.
You're saying, Sister Carrie, let me tell you, if you do this, you dress like this, if you look like this, people's going to say you're crazy.
Yeah.
People's going to say you're old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I had an aunt, and she won't mind me telling this, but she was saved for like 32 years. And her husband told her, said, I wish you'd dye your hair. You look like a grandma. You need to dye your hair. Because her hair was white, salt and pepper kind of. And he said, I wish you'd wear some clothes that fit. Said, you look like a grandma. And she came to talk to me about it, and I said, well, Aunt so-and-so, I said, you are a grandma.
Yeah.
I said, you 50-some, almost 60 years old, you are a grandma. I said, what's wrong with being a grandma? Love my grandma. Don't know, Grandma. Grandma knows I do. We love her. That's all we got left, Carrie.
Yeah.
I said, what's wrong with being a grandma? Ain't nothing wrong with it. He was still coming home. Still sleeping in the same bed. Still like that vegetable soup. What complains about the house being clean?
Right.
You look like a grandma. She tell me if he looks like a grandma. Tell me anybody you want him to get rid of this. Well, I'll tell you what, that's how the devil comes to you,
Sister Liz.
Yeah. And he wasn't long when she got out of church.
Yeah.
Right here, wearing tank tops. She was wearing tank tops. I had never seen her wear a tank top. And she came to me and she was talking to me and she was crying and she said, now if you preach at me, she said, I ain't gonna talk to you no more. She said, because I ain't been wanting nobody to preach at me. I said, Aunt so-and-so, I said, you taught me a lot of the things I know. I said, what am I going to tell you?
Yeah.
I said, I don't have nothing to tell you. I said, well, that gave me nothing to say to you. And she started just crying. Next Sunday she got saved. I didn't say a word to her. I just listened to her. Just listened to her talk. And she talked. And I hugged her, told her I loved her. And she got saved the next Sunday. And sometimes, Sister Lisa, when you don't have to say something,
that's right.
You don't have to say something, but you keep standing in the way. You've got to choose
that's
to
right.
the right thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're standing right in the way.
That's right.
And you have to step to the side. And let
that's
somebody
right.
put it right on by. Because
right.
you can't block everything. You can't stop everything. But you can choose to do the right thing.
Right.
Sister Carrie, there's going to be a lot of things that come your way.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to choose to do the right thing.
That's right.
When somebody says you look like a grandma because you got some gray hairs,
yeah.
you're going to have to choose to do the right thing. It might hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And it might downtrod you. And you might have to come talk to Sister Amy about it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell Mama all the time, and says, you're so pretty. I tell him, mainly Adams, she's so pretty. Because I want people around me to know they're pretty. I said, Carrie and Grandma, I said, that's a pretty.
Yeah.
I tell Doc all the time, I think he's a handsome. I think the dog's like that. Sister, Lisa, I'll make you feel good about yourself if you're ever feeling down. But I'm going to tell you something. When you're faced with those choices, what do I need to do? You need to do the right thing.
Right.
You can't move up with the Lord and move up with the devil.
Right.
You can keep your pride. And keep doing what you want to do, but you'll never advance with the Lord if
right,
you do.
Right.
You got to either go with the Lord or you got to go with the devil.
That's
but
right.
I'll tell you what, that inner turmoil will never leave you until you choose the Lord.
That's right.
You might feel self-conscious sometimes. I'm not going to
meeting, you don't. We were talking the other day, and somebody said something about, well, I don't know if you can wear skirts there. And I said, I remember back to the time when I first went to college, and they said, you can't wear them skirts at the chemistry lab. And I remember how I felt. I felt so nervous and scared. I said, Lord, I will be able to come up here and get no degree. I will be able to come up here and get no. I said, because they ain't going to let me wear my skirts. Mama said, march right into that dean's office wearing the lab uniform with your skirt and tell them just what you're going to do. And I marched right on up there, sat in and I said, this is what I'm doing for you. If you're worried about chemicals getting on my legs, I wear boots up to my knees and skirt down to my ankles.
Right.
And see, this time when I was faced with it, it didn't bother me because I'd done been there before.
Yeah.
Sister Carrie, after a while, making them choices, they don't bother you no more. Yeah. You go right to the skirt section.
Yeah.
You go right to the Bible section in the bookstore. You go right up there to the gospel music. It don't bother you after a while. After a while, you know just what to do, Sister Lisa. Instead of worrying, you go to praying.
Yeah.
Instead of fretting, you go to reading.
Yeah.
After a while,
right.
I appreciate the Lord this morning.
The Lord.
And I know that every message ain't hyped up, but I hope somebody feels like it helped them.
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
Good choices.
Praise
you know, that's how mom and dad raised.
Yeah.
Always make a good decision. Always do the right thing. No matter where you are, no matter who you with, you're not going to have peace unless you're doing the right thing. I appreciate the Lord and I appreciate y'all.
Certainly appreciate the word. The word will do like a medicine, won't it? Praise the Lord. It'll keep you going spiritually, keep your mind feeling better, and your heart too. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I certainly appreciate the message. I tell you, it's a time where it looks like it would be easy to get discouraged. It's like a time when you'd be easy to let go and let down and all that. But the Bible tells me that there's going to be a few that'll find it and walk therein. What you need to do is rely on the Scriptures. Don't rely on the feelings. Don't rely on the world and the outlook, how things feel and look. Rely on the Word of God. Amen. If the preacher's preaching right, rely on that. If the teacher's teaching right, rely on that too. Paul told him, says, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me. Praise the Lord. So you can go by the man of God, the woman, the Spirit, the Word of God. Let's keep going on with Jesus. I tell you, we're going to make heaven our home after a while. It'll be worth it all after a while.
Yeah.
All thing we got to do is keep headed in the right direction and hold on to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, anybody else have anything else that they can say? Anything you would like to say?